gonna write a new card for it, and I'll have to go through the setup procedure and probably punch in an IP address. I recently switched to Starlink internet and had absolutely no luck with All-Star, so I ordered a second router. And I thought I had ordered the Asus router, but they sent me one of the GL nets that you mentioned earlier. And I've been trying to find that. I believe you called it WireGuard. And I can't find it on the phone app. And I can't find the router on Windows 11. My Windows 11 machine recently updated, and that's driving me nuts, too. Probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, it did a update during the night and changed the font colors. I'm visually impaired, and it changed a lot of the links and sidebars to a blue font with a gray background that I can't read. So I've been struggling with that. But now, hearing other problems with Windows 11, I might go to my Windows 10 machine and see if I have better luck finding the GL router and getting into the port, because I haven't been able to find out where to open ports on that second router. Everything else seems to be operating. The TV is running wireless. I've got an Ethernet switch in my Radio Shack that I'm running all the computers LAN, the Ethernet switch, which is also run on a cable, so I've got a direct connection to the GL router. And I'm just wondering if you can point me in the right direction to find WireGuard on that router, and might I have better luck using a Windows 10 machine than the Windows 11. KL7FR, thanks for calling it tonight, Scott. Back in that control.
When he found out that
All right, Mickey, let's see here. So you have the gl.irouter. You know, it's built in, and I've been there to that page before. I just don't have it up in front of me. Is it the barrel router, gl.i, and then barrel? It's a little blue router, kind of a small little thing.
No, this seems to be a full-size router with four antennas, I believe, and I don't remember it being called a barrel, but it is a GLI net, I believe. I need to look on my other device, but seems to be a regular Wi-Fi router, and everything else seemed to pick it up and work on it just fine. This All-Star link, and I don't know how to find the ports to open it. And boy, Windows 11 doing that update really set me back. I'm not happy with Microsoft at all. I'm go back to the Windows 7 machine that's running Windows 10. I wish they'd come back with XP Pro. That was my favorite Windows system, but. Anyway, any advice is appreciated, and if I find a solution, I'll bring it back to the net. KL7FR, back to net control.
Excuse me for a second. All right, Mickey. So I just did a search, and it says that all of the GL.i routers do support WireGuard. I'm not sure where it is located in the router setup. I don't have mine up and running. It's in a travel case, of all things. So I can't really even look at it, but I could probably get back to you on that one. But essentially, there are some settings that you put into it, and you set up your tunnel, and it should accept inbound WireGuard connections, assuming you set your client up right. Now, yeah, I don't know. With your Starlink, you need to have an inbound connection to IAX, or are you doing that for Echolink or something? Because if you don't need to have an inbound connection, it should work outbound without.
Okay, that's interesting, because on my Windows 10 machine, I had no trouble getting IAX working again. I can connect to nodes with IAX, and Echolink doesn't work on that machine now. And on my Windows 11 machine, neither IAX or Echolink work on that one, so I don't know what's blocking them out, but I'm monitoring on IAX connected to Fireside right now, and I regularly connect to 11 cats that way too, and that went over easy. So I don't know what's the difference, but I'm still struggling to try to get my All-Star nodes working. I have a radioless node as well that I can connect to with IAX RPT once I get it to connect to the router. I just can't get into the doggone router. And I had to bypass the Starlink router when I connected a second, I think they call it third party router, but when I connected the GLI net router, I had to go in the Starlink app and bypass the Starlink router, even though the cable goes from the antenna direct into the, you can unplug it, it goes direct into the Starlink router, and then I ran an outbound cable from the Starlink router into the GLI net router, and everything was working on wireless, but I thought maybe I'd have better luck with the computers if I ran them direct on Ethernet cable to a switch, and then I'm running cables from that switch to my laptops and Raspberry Pis, and I'm not able to get into that port, and I've never seen or even heard of the WireGuard function, so I'm going to have to look into that, but I'll keep chugging away on it and hopefully get the All-Star node working again, because I prefer using a radio to a phone, but whatever works and gets me on the air, I'll use it. KL7LFR back in that control.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot there, and it's really hard not seeing the setup and stuff, Bob. But let me ask you a few questions. First of all, if you use an external router then, with Starlink, then you do have to go in there and make that setting change, and it bypasses the Starlink router. You're still double-natted, though. You're just have a little more control over it because you're using your own router. So you're still behind double NAT. So for Echolink, you need to use proxy servers since there's no hub server you're behind the double NAT. So if you find a proxy server, that'll handle, it should help with the inbound connections to Echolink. Now, as far as the All-Star link, you have a Shari node or something similar, and you've got it connected up to your new router. Is that correct?
I did have it connected. I've got it shut off right now because I haven't had any luck with it, so I'm not spinning the pie. I'm running a Remolinko All-Star node into a Linko 2-meter mobile rig, and the dongle goes from the radio into the Raspberry Pi, and then I'm running the HamVoIP image on a Pi 3B Plus. And it's worked flawlessly ever since I got it and went through the setup process. I've had zero problems with All-Star. And I also have the radioless node that's just a Pi 3B Plus running the HamVoIP image, and I connect into that with IAX. But I think I know where to find the proxy server on EchoLink. I'll have to go into the settings. I haven't really monkeyed with that because I've got EchoLink working on the phone. But I've got some hunting around to do and see if I can find the WireGuard or get out the ports on that GL router. I've only used the phone app, which is what they recommended, and I couldn't get into it. I tried to hit the router's IP address using the Windows 11 machine, and I think I was using Firefox or Brave. But I think I'm going to go back and try. I've kind of kicked my Windows 10 machine to the curb because it was getting slow and the keys are getting sticky and dust. It's all dusted out and it overheats. So, but there might be a benefit to using Windows 10 rather than Windows 11. I'm not very impressed with Windows 11. And there's some things it doesn't let me do with visual enhancements that I could do on Windows 10 before. With my eyesight issues, I need large font and very high contrast, either black on white or white on black. None of this yellow on gray stuff. I just can't see it. So I've got a couple challenges there. I want to try to get the Windows machine more visually usable to me. But I think I'm going to give it a try on the old Windows 10 machine. KL7FR, back to that.
Yeah, Mickey, I would give that a try, but, you know, can you get into your Raspberry Pi and everything and you can operate it? And what happens if you log into your Raspberry Pi, and can you get into your Supermon page and all of that? And the other thing is Ham VoIP, their website, has a link to installation of WireGuard. Oh, actually, WireGuard is actually built into Ham VoIP. Just have to enable it, basically. But you have to have something that's beyond your network to connect your VPN to. So that's where you would need to get a 44.net IP address. Then you use WireGuard from your Raspberry Pi or your router to connect to the 44.net gateway, and then that gives you a routable IP address. Probably the best thing for you would be to have your own hub node and just connect everything to the hub node and run everything through that. That would be basically, it's a Ham VoIP node that's setting outside of your network. But then again, if you don't have people connecting back into your network, it should allow outgoing connections. So I'm not sure what's causing the issue where it won't connect right off the top of my head there. But I'll keep thinking about it and think if I can come up with something else there for you. All right, then. Let's go ahead and break with Mickey and see if anybody else out there has any questions. If you have any questions, or maybe you are behind CGNAT and T-Mobile or Verizon Home or one of those and have had issues and overcame those issues, or Starlink seems to be a big one. If you have any of those and you have run across this and came up with a solution, let us know. So let's go ahead and take some more check-ins. And if you have a comment or a question, please let us know. Otherwise, tell us that you're in and out. So I need your full call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Please call now.
Net Control. Net Control, this is K0, K1, Kilo 0, Kilo Oscar November.
Good evening. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Romeo Whiskey. Repeat, Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Romeo Whiskey. I'm in and out.
Well, this is. This is N5ZIQ, November 5, Zulu, India, Quebec, and I got a suggestion for Echolink.
All right, let's take a little pause there, and I'll tell you who I got. I have Moy in Houston in 5ZIQ with a comment there. And then we have Michael, KQ4SRW. I'm not sure if you had a comment, or I think you said in and out. We had Roger, K6KON. Hello, Roger. Did you have a question for us tonight?